One more prepared response to the trip. Again, I don't know exactly where we'll use it, but a lot of lecturing on Hinduism. You know, we attended this Hindu Renaissance event, and I gave a talk, and Swami from Africa gave a talk, Swami Ganananda, and Swami Vijayananda from India gave a talk. Shivacharya Muthu Kumaras Gurukal gave a talk, and Dr. Jagadeesan gave a talk as well. So five long talks on Hinduism. And as I was thinking about it all, I said, boy, we sure can make Hinduism complicated, you know. And one of the beauties of Gurudeva's approach to Hinduism is that Gurudeva can make it so simple, so pragmatic. So I was thinking this morning along that line. So this is in that spirit. Have you ever tried to explain to another what the purpose of our Hindu practices was? Perhaps as a parent, your child asked you, why are Hindus vegetarian? Or what is the purpose of going to the temple? Or why do we meditate? Of course, we can opt for a philosophical answer, such as to resolve our karma, realize God, and be liberated from reincarnation. This, of course, is a technically perfect answer. However, it is so abstract, it doesn't give the child a clue as to how in Hinduism we are expected to behave. Therefore, a simpler answer would be a more useful one. Here is a simple answer that focuses on behavior. Hinduism teaches us how to become a better person, improve our behavior, live as spiritual beings on this earth. Three ways of saying the same thing. Man's nature can be described as threefold: spiritual, intellectual, and instinctive. It is the instinctive nature, the animal-like nature, which contains the tendencies to become angry and harm others. The goal is to learn to control these animal instincts as well as the ramifications of the intellect and manifest one's spiritual nature. This is nicely stated in Tirukkural, verse 35. Virtue is living in such a way that one does not fall into these four: envy, anger, greed, and unsavory speech. In fact, learning to control anger is such an important part of improving our behavior that the Tirukkural devotes an entire chapter to this subject. The chapter points out through its 10 verses that anger gives rise to teeming troubles, kills the face's smile and the heart's joy. When it's uncontrolled, will annihilate you, burns even friends and family who try to help, and easily leads to injuring others.